going to be. Now, to specifically talk about what genetic disease it is, they're still working on, you know, pulling out all those little differences on that. And I couldn't tell you specifically where to go, but I can tell you that the gene damage is definitely there. It was only in March of last year, R21 from the NIH decided they're going to throw a few pennies into looking at the gene impact from vaccination. So none of these people that are saying this is safe can say that for you, because they have no proof that this does not impact the genome and cause the exact expression of disease that people who have received vaccinations are. I mean, Lou Gehrig's disease is definitely from the vaccinations they've done to our soldiers. Scleroderma, if you want to read a good book on what vaccine damage can cause to our military, read that book called Vaccine.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
righty. Why don't we take some callers? We have some callers lining up. Let's take E.T. in California. E.T., you have a question.
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Thank you, Patricia. You know, people should appreciate what risk you take by giving out this information. And, you know, the vaccine issue is such a complex issue because, and most people have no, you know, average people have no education in this kind of thing. And they go after the children, of course, you know, because, and the parents generally don't know much, you know, we're not told anything about vaccines, so they allow their children to be vaccinated, and they attack the children first, and I want to tell everybody that, your listeners to check out a video called Lethal Injection by Clint Richardson, and
yes,
also to buy Patricia's books, and to give them to your brothers, give them to your sister, give them to make great Christmas presents. Give them as birthday presents. Give them as Christmas presents. This is a red alert. You know, we are under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get this information out. And we need to, you know, give it to your aunt. Give it to your uncle. Give one to your, you know, all your relatives. And even if you buy just one, once you read it, then give it up, pass it on to somebody else and tell them to pass it on.
Yes.
We need to get this information out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will say this over the air too, because I do not make an income that I could have life off of these books. But if somebody cannot afford the book, I will send them a free ebook with it, and it's in a PDF file, a word searchable, downloadable. You can just put in FDA or CDC or rabies or whatever you want. It'll take you directly to the parts of the book that discuss this. This is, as my one of my colleagues said, the biggest biosecurity breach of all time, the invasion into our genomes with and it started with the smallpox vaccine. And they don't tell the veterinarians and the doctors about this. And I wondered about this. If they did, if the doctors and veterinarians knew the truth, you would have some that would have the integrity to say, I'm not doing this anymore. This is not what I signed up for. I'm about health care, or I'm about wellness. I'm not about diseasing my fellow man or destroying most best-loved companion animals for the administration of generating revenue for a needless, unsafe, and unnecessary vaccination.
All righty. Thank you very much, E.T. All righty. Let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hello, Dr. Jordan. Dr. Jordan, let me give you a hypothetical. Someone close to you just got out of military after 20 years and had to take all those shots, including the anthrax series and a flu shot every year. And besides, you know, trying to get them to do a clean, healthy diet, what would you do as a preventative to try to get this stuff out of their system?
I really think that the best way is to find a well-trained classical homeopath and I'll be honest with you, there's not a lot out there that understand this. But when I did my talk on vaccinosis and its cure by Thuya, I tediously went through that book by Dr. J. Compton Burnett. It's a $2.50 book. And I found out that even back then with just the smallpox, that they were already seeing erectile dysfunction, a restless leg. I mean, the same things that we see today, but now ours is very confounded. And in the benefit of how difficult homeopathy can be with these types of modern confounded cases, I do still believe that the best way out of this, have the diet will do amazing things, but, and actually 80% some can clear up with the right diet, you know, the vegetables and fruits and organic and lean protein and, the good essential fats. But you gotta find a homeopath that can go in there and to untangle this web and to go back. And it's usually never well since vaccinations and to peel this back. I mean, it's possible, and I've seen it done, but I have to appreciate the how hard it was for the homeopaths back when they only were dealing with the smallpox and maybe only five times. And now look what we have done to our populations in the world now.
I've heard that these genes that they're using in the genetically modified food, that they claim that they're not going to move from where they put them, and yet they find out they do. So wouldn't that that may be the same for the genetically engineered vaccines, wouldn't you think?
Yes, and I cover in my book, my book tells you about what problem we now have with a species-jumping rabies that's out there in the wildlife because they put a untested, genetically engineered live chimera rabies, and they rain that out of helicopters. Now, that, how it got from that to what we have now, for anyone to say that there was no impact from releasing a genetically engineered live rabies virus, they're insane. And the other thing is the genetically engineered foods. Now, most of this information is coming out in my second book, Solo Experimentus Vaccinosis, but there's the links there. When this started with the two men from Stanford and Boyer, who set up with Genentech, the Research Triangle Park, they did not want the public to know about genetic engineering research because they felt like the public would stifle it. And instead what has happened is the Pandora's box has been opened and we never had a chance to vote on this and we can't put it back. But those bacterial jumping genes are one of the reasons why, and they're out, that we have antibiotic resistance. Now, another thing I'd like to tell you is I took Columbia.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock, your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com. survival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
A lot of these Ivy League schools that actually have some good courses online. But it's taught by Professor Ran Canciello. And one of the things that he taught us was that viruses are not dead and they're not alive. They are essentially protein sequences, like blueprints. So when they talk about using these vaccines on you that are injecting dead viruses or live viruses, none of that matters because none of that stuff is true. Those protein sequences can file out into a genome and express at any time. And what your body is stressed by, or your nutrition status, lifestyle choice, a lot of things go into whether or not that viral sequence will express. But it's interesting because you need to know that every vaccination is an infection waiting to happen. The only thing that has to happen is that the living cells that you've had that vaccine injected into, the virus can then infect and replicate when the cells are permissive and receptive. So on his virology blog, one of the it's another great thing to follow that he does. He considers all of the new information on viruses, and I would definitely like tap into that. It's a little technical, but one of the things I learned was in the 1980s, they genetically engineered a biowarfare weapon that was a murine virus. That means murine means it comes from a mouse that caused leukemia. Now, the virology blog covers topics, and what happened was in Germany, because they're looking in Germany, we don't seem to look here in the United States, but over there where there's more regulation and policing of genetic engineering, they found that this biological warfare weapon was showing up in regular university cell lines that were being passed around. So my question as to the safety of genetically engineered anything is it's not safe. And now it's too late. I mean, I really feel like you better be in good relationship with whoever created this grand design, because it's not going to be man that fixes this. We have already unleashed this technology. Boyer unleashed the jumping gene in the bacteria. Cohen released the chimeras. The rabies live virus is a mixture of a pox virus and the rabies virus. And sometimes people who have handled these rabies baits that they've thrown out and have developed pox disease, which then for the benefit of ST-246, they were able to use a biological warfare weapon we've been developing to or drug to treat smallpox. I mean, it's insanity because this is not coming from nature. This is coming from man. So to answer her question, yes, genetic engineering was not a good thing. I feel like intelligent design, you know, was good. This is bad.
What kind of sick people would do this to their fellow men?
People who, you know, it's interesting, because back to Rockefeller, back in 1918 when they had that flu, there were so many medical doctors that were killed by that virus that and you know what they did at this time, and this is in my book, the first one, they actually moved a lot of Rockefeller scientists, research scientists, into the positions of functioning as medical doctors. So what is the mindset that these people have? Research.
Oh,
it does
my.
Not have anything to do with established, you know, safety or a defined, oh, this is worth using this because we've established that it's safe. No. What happened at that time was Rockefeller's scientists became the doctors. And there's when I gave the talk in Bethesda, Maryland, I couldn't help but notice right in that same time was the in that town was the original clinical teaching hospital where this stuff started, where they started making experimental the way to treat. And you know, if you look back on it, it's when I tried to attack this subject, it was like running and trying to hug a Kodiak brown bear and a polar bear, you know, with my little 5'2" frame. And it's amazing, but the more you look, the more you see, and the more you realize we are in a bad situation. And if it's ever was time to push the reset button, it's time to push. It's past time to push.
Right. And of course, this is all basically coming from our own government.
Yes.
Because it's the industrialists, the money people that run the government. And
right.
And so when the government does something like this, when they invest their funds into this biotech research, and when they say it's okay for geoengineering, that they can spray stuff on us to see what will happen, I mean, basically, it is the government that is doing this to its own people.
Yeah, this modus operandi has been released now and find out what it does later. I mean, fluoride, mercury, you know, genetic engineering, you know, vaccines, you name it. That's the way, that is the way they do it. And then once they spend 50 years.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do is replace the threat of diseases that were not lethal, that were easily treated. I have a listserv that I'm on where over 300 practitioners who don't vaccinate their children, when something did come up, they would use their modality that they were trained in, whether it be herbal medicine or homeopathy, you know, to help them through it. But you also don't want to do that unless, you know, it gets to like, you know, a critical stage. But you just need to know these doctors are not trained on the facts on what vaccinology is about or immunology. And our leading research doesn't even think that Dr. Ron Schultz does not believe that veterinarians have the capability of even making vaccine recommendations because they don't know enough, and neither do the people who taught them. And I would say this extends very well also to the pediatricians. So between the childhood immunologists saying that they can't even make a response, they know that, yet they give them these vaccines to train them. Sounds a lot like the postcard shots that are going on with veterinary medicine. And then there's plenty of research on there to show you that the delayed schedule even got rid of some diseases that you're having when Japan went to a delayed schedule. One of the books I would recommend that you read is by Kate Birch. And Kate Birch is a registered homeopath. She has another book that she would advise clients to take, written by an MD when they didn't want to vaccinate their child. And I can't remember exactly. She's got a fairly long name to the book, but I know I've gotten it off of Amazon.com. And it's something like The Treatment of Infectious Disease with Homeopathy. Essentially, what she does is encourage them to get sick, and if they need to have the any kind of application of homeopathy, but you do not need the vaccinations. She's got children. One went through vaccines, one didn't, and they're the difference between night and day as far as health. And the healthy one is not the one with the vaccinations, by the way. I have seen an entire auditorium full of unvaccinated children at a conference that I went to from a homeopath who sells products. But those children were raised with good food and exposure to their natural environment and were not assaulted with unnatural immune assaults, otherwise known as vaccines. So you do need to, and I do feel bad because people go to these doctors, these white coats, they get the big bucks. They're supposed to be our testimonial to, you know, the best science. And yet they are not trained to even understand what it is that they're injecting. Dr. Schultz says you better know what you're injecting because any injection can kill. So there's no brainer to me when you're seeing this rise in brain cancer in children. You better, if I knew what I knew now about vaccines, my son would not have had any, and they would have had a mama bear that was about as furious as a polar bear mixed with a Kodiak bear if they tried to inject anything into them. There's other ways to handle this, and you need to find out. Read my book, read Kate Birch's book, because she, you know, explains what to do when you don't want to vaccinate.
All right. Another email question. This is from Brenda, and she says, my 28-year-old son was in sports in school. The school nurse talked me into letting him take a series of hepatitis B vaccines over a 3-month period when my son was almost 16 so that he wouldn't get hepatitis from players during contact sports. It only took a few months for my son to begin to experience hay fever and sinus problems. He never had this problem before the vaccinations, and he suffers with this until today. Also, I have a small toy poodle. The vet gives her rabies shots. She now has a large soft growth under her neck and has a crusty growth on her back, which colloidal silver cleared up, and also has a hard growth near her bottom.
Yeah, that's all vaccinosis. Now, as far as the sun, let me tell you something. I had found an article, and see, I don't get paid for doing all this research, but and this article is 17 pages long, but it's available online, and I've sent it in the last radio talk because they wanted a copy of it, but it was a mini review of adverse reactions to vaccines. And so, you know, it's like of all the different articles I peel through, this one was one of the most tedious. But 3/4 of the way through, what do I find but their plan to save the vaccine industry? And at that time, which was written before any of these vaccines came out, they were going to plan to make vaccines for pandemics, you know, whether they were real or not. They were going to plan to come up with vaccines for the elderly. And then this is before the shingles shot came out. They were going to plan to unload that hepatitis B vaccine and plan to make vaccines for teenagers a la Gardasil. This is more snake oils that have come out of the procurement of funds for as long as they can extract them from the public in order to fulfill their goal of making that vaccine train go as long and as hard as it can go. So the damage, the hepatitis B particularly, she would be good to read Dr. Marc, M-A-R-C, Girard, G-I-R-A-R-D, because it was the hepatitis B vaccine that he, who was an advisor and an MD to pharmaceutical companies before he got into this, and after 36,000 bankable hours studying the hepatitis B, he went into court for the country of France against GlaxoSmithKline, because what he found out was that they made a market for that vaccine. That vaccine was not safe. It was not necessary. And the same type of things have happened in veterinary medicine. They did this with the lepto. They go out and they purchase mouths, or they purchase research labs in order to reconstruct the words that come out of those doctors and researchers' mouth to make a market for a disease where one does not exist. And these products are not innocuous. They cause a lot of disease. The lepto vaccine, just like the hepatitis B vaccine. I would say for that woman to take her son, and as far as a source for finding a homeopath to reverse the vaccinosis, the National Center for Homeopathy, the NCH, is a good place to start. I'm a member of that. I've delivered poster sessions for their conferences, but that would set you up for human homeopaths. Where I send them for veterinary homeopaths is to Dr. Richard Pitcairn, P-I-T-C-A-I-R-N. He has a website. On that website, he has a referral list. You have to know where to go get these people that are specifically trained, because conventional medicine has not made it easy to be able to ride against the flow of where all the money's going. And just like they took the money away from the homeopathic schools back when Rockefeller and Fishbane decided they're going to, you know, promote Western medicine and what they could control and to make their own Standard Oil out of medicine, we really now have to go and fight for our right to freedom of health care.
Exactly. Thank you. All righty, let's take a caller. Let's take Rick in Virginia. Rick, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering whether Dr. Jordan is aware of the that the HIV, the so-called HIV retrovirus, has never been isolated, and that there's no evidence that that AIDS is a sexually transmitted disease. Have you come across any of that in your research?
Yes, and I'm trying to remember how much of that I put in the first book, but I can speak a little bit to this. The first person who was congratulated by the United States Armed Forces, by the way, for discovering AIDS was Dr. Robert Gallo, who was also, and you know, hired by the U.S. government and Henry Kissinger when they wanted to figure out a way to develop a biological warfare weapon that would disintegrate the mammalian immune system. So keep that in thought. One of the things that they had found out, one of Robert Gallo's viruses that was found to cause cancer was actually a recombination of two monkey viruses. So, you know, these viruses that are coming through are protein sequences. If you think back to understanding that protein sequences are portions of viruses, can very easily become a disease process, but I don't believe that virus is just, you know, passed along sexually. And for instance, our Lyme vaccine has now been, Lyme virus, it's not a virus, it's a bacteria, has now been proven to be transplacental. And, so there's other ways that it can spread. But before I forget, I want to tell you about Dr. Cal Criley's work. Now, he noticed that a lot of these infectious diseases that were caused by viruses were actually protein sequences written backwards, that if you had written it in the other direction, it would not have been an infectious disease virus. So that begs the question to me, if the retroviruses that have been introduced into us with the use of vaccinations, and this may very well have been how AIDS even came about, but the retroviruses have reversed transcriptase and can write things backwards. So I'm just wondering if there's not a disease expression that is coming, not again from nature, but because of this manipulation with vaccinations. You know, once we bypass the way the immune system was supposed to work, you know, with things coming into our mouths or our eyes or on our skin, you know, that's the way the Th1 cell-mediated immune system, mucosal system is supposed to handle it. Once you started injecting things, which is not where we would primarily get our pathogens, that would be like snake bites and things like that. Once you start doing that, you screwed the whole system up. You started imbalancing people, making genome changes, a biosecurity breach, and everything else. So I do believe that when they come out with the information about AIDS, that we are going to find out that it was as a result of, if not specifically aimed for, developing a biological warfare weapon, that it's a result of this transferring of viral particles and partial genomes. So,
well, what I'm saying is that retroviruses are easily isolated in an ultracentrifuge in a sugar solution, and they form a little line at a certain point, and that has never, ever been done for the so-called HIV virus. In other words, there is an HIV virus, a retrovirus.
Oh, about whether or not it even exists.
Yeah.
Well, I know that retroviruses are not that easy, because there's a retrovirus contaminating the dog vaccines, some of them, and they know which ones they are, but they won't take them off the market because of the cost of developing another one. And, you know, but anyway, that those retroviruses can be hard to isolate. It's possible, maybe, you know, something I don't know, and that's certainly possible because we have changes going on every single day that's coming out. You know, it wasn't until recently that these independents were capable of doing gene analysis, and I think it's absolutely great and critical that this has come out, because one of the things we can apply this to is how many times we have a vaccinated individual coming down with the same disease that they were vaccinated against, and now we can do fingerprint analysis and find out, oh, guess what wiped out that litter of puppies with distemper? It was the distemper vaccine virus. And at Wake Forest University here in North Carolina recently, they completed a study where autistic children were found to have their intestines inhabited with measles virus, which is completely supportive of Dr. Andrew Wakefield's work. And 2 years before that, the Italian group that came out with the damage from vaccines causing autism and GI problems. But guess what? It wasn't wild virus. It turns out it's vaccine virus. So how many of our animals and people have been actually made sick because of the injection of the vaccine actually in that person or animal was able to express the actual virus? So, you know, HIV, I think we've been given a load of not the truth.
Right. That word you spelled before. Okay. All righty. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate your call. Yeah. All righty. Let's quickly take Bill in Idaho. Bill, you have a question?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, good morning, and thanks so very much for everything you guys do. Just wanted to point out for the newer listeners that she was hopefully aware of and familiar A True Ots Discussion 726-9.
Okay, but do you have a question for Dr. Jordan? Because we have very limited time here.
Well, I know True Ot, so I'm interested to hear what he says.
Okay.
I appreciate it so very much, Doctor. I just wanted to mention Dr. Ott had at that time not only identified Novartis, but it was also the Smith-Kline-Beacham that had produced surreptitiously, apparently, vaccine that was live culture for not only AIDS, but Merck and Deutsche Bank were directly involved in the SV40. And that is war criminal behavior. And
yes.
Nothing has been said or done.
Yes, and Dr. Mark Giard.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Independent and ask for transparency in. For instance, when I took the Virology 101 class, that information was very potent for me, but he didn't say a word about vaccinations. It was my education in the medical field that made me understand how to apply that knowledge. But we really have to just stop letting the doctors just do, because it has been, and you're hearing it from a doctor herself, we are only trained pretty much in this country to be minions for the pharmaceutical industry. We are not trained in how to promote health from nutrition and from a standpoint of healthy, clean air, clean water, exercise, right relationships, and, you know, minimizing stress. And this is just a whole different concept, that the way what they're into is disease care, chronic disease management, which they don't manage very well, and actually vaccinating you into disease. And this is just a fact. They will fight it, because this is, I feel like in the land of Lullyput, all of the activist friends of mine on different continents, and we're all pulling heave ho, heave ho. But eventually this has got to come down. Something else will replace it. And what I suggest is that all of these people who have been called to be on the fringe, but are naturopathic doctors that have studied the way we can use natural herbs and a good diet made from organic, which means not genetically engineered, and to return the health the best we can. There are going to be some that cannot be helped, because they are so gene damaged that until we discover ways, or we're led to understand how to reverse that significant gene damage, the best we can do is with our energetic modalities like homeopathy. But first, always, the foundation has got to be there with nutrition.
Okay. Well, we still have some callers. I don't know that we have any more time to take any more callers. I really, really appreciate you being on the program today. It's been wonderful. And people can buy your book, The Mark of the Beast, Hidden in Plain Sight, at Amazon.com. And you also have it available as an e-book. Can people contact you through your website at dr-jordan.com?
That's best to email me directly at my consultation practice, which is seasidenaturalhealth@gmail.com.